This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the items not quite as fortunate as others during the regular legislative session.
A lot of our folks who are interested and continue to be interested in the critical race theory discussion.
I respect their opinions. I mean, that's what they are. I hope that they respect ours.
As in any session, some goals were made and others were missed. It is also standard for each lawmaker to have something he or she would like to see become law. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says for him, two issues went without getting addressed this year.
I think everybody assumes that those two issues are Armageddon, and I'm not 100% for sure that's the case. The critical race theory discussion is a nuanced discussion. I think the theory in and of itself is way more complex than most people understand, but I do think the more simplistic version is making sure that parents have the ability to ascertain and understand what's going on in the everyday education of their kids.
The likelihood critical race theory and women's sports not only come back for consideration next year, but earlier in session is probably high. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says it is not so much what did not pass as it is what did pass this year, which is House Bill 1878, a measure that addresses elections.
We didn't vote for the bill. We don't want to have to be in a position of having to do a photo ID bill, but we knew it was a top priority and we tried to do the very best we could without absolutely getting something horrible shoved down our throat, which was a real possibility. We absolutely did the best that we could with 2 weeks early voting. We'll see what happens maybe in the courts or whatever after that.
Some have started to question the Missouri Senate's effectiveness and have gone as far as to compare the upper chamber to the Missouri House of Representatives, while others say the Missouri Senate continues to be the same decisive body it has always been. Senator Rowden says he wants to continue to work with every senator on the biggest issues.
The people who talk about the houseification of the Senate, I actually think have it backwards. In the House, you don't have to work your bill. You just offer an amendment. There's 77 amendments on a bill. Your thing's probably going to get on, and then you work your tail off to try to keep it on in conference. You know, in the Senate, the people that work their bills, that do the work, that try to find the consensus, that knock on every door and dot every I and cross every T to get to the point where they can say, hey, we've worked our tails off to get to that place. 95% of the time over here, you're going to get there.
Senator Rizzo adds there is a certain method to compromise.
There's 10 of us. When I was in the House, I used to say the same thing. And I used to look over here and I'd be upset because I had personal bills that I really liked and I didn't like and I wished that they would have done more. When you get over here, you see how this place works and you're really sitting in a room where there's one bill that is absolutely horrible. There's another bill that you can unfortunately live with. Those are the decisions we have to make.
In the end, 60 Missouri Senate and House bills made their way to the executive branch this year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.